Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Have you heard of the gangster gardener?
In this class, what you're going to learn is how to take some of my favorite vegetables and herbs from planting to harvesting. Mint, lettuce, sage, sweet potatoes, rosemary, kale. I know a lot of people out there, you don't like leafy greens. I don't either. Put them in your diet anyway, because this is one of the healthiest things that you can possibly eat.
You're going to learn how to make the most of any patch of soil, from sidewalks to rooftops to flower pots. And I know you're asking, what the hell is compost? Compost is one of the sexiest things on the planet. This takes things out of the waste cycle. They don't wind up in the landfill. These things are really important, not only to your garden, but to the planet. Are you ready? I call myself the gangster gardener because to me, having knowledge is gangster. Soil is gangster. Air is gangster. Gardens to me represent freedom. That's one of the reasons that I started growing food myself. And I had no idea what happened in my community and then around the world would happen just from me planting a strip in South Central Los Angeles.
Legendary. That's what he did. Ron Finley's the gangster gardener. That's part of his story. I have to chuckle, Ron, because in the promotional video there for your gardening master class, they have to bleep you for crying out loud. That's hilarious. How are you?
How you feel, John?
I'm feeling well. But that's a 60-second introduction of you. Welcome to Chicago and WGN Radio. A million views, plus views of your latest Gangster Gardener Master Class, and that's in a week's time. Are you surprised?
Very, very. But, I mean, Master Class knows how to put it down. I mean, one of the best companies that I've worked with, one of the most respectful and honorable that I've had to pleasure to work with. And yeah, they knew it. I didn't think, I'm like, my class, I mean, I'm going up, I'm like, you got Martin Scorsese and, you know, and Ron Howard. I mean, what is my class gonna like? They like, Ron, trust me, it's gonna be good. And I'm like, are you sure? And then I'm like, I don't think I came hard enough. I don't think the lessons are deep enough. They like, Ron, it's gonna be cool. And so yeah, they were right. I bow down.
Well, you do two things in the series. You not only talk about gardening, but you kind of talk about food and the importance of growing your own food. I mean, you see it as not only sustenance, but kind of taking control of your life. It's power, isn't it?
Oh, no, it's total power. It's for, like I said, in the piece, gardens represent freedom to me. And, you know, we have this governor in the state of Detroit who you know, banned the sale of gardening at a time like this. You know, you ban the sale of seeds and you say that that's not a necessary thing that people need right now when they do have this time. I said, what are you trying to bring back slavery or something? I'm like, well, how are you going to tell a state of people that they can't grow their own food? You know,
well, what's your story? Did you grow up in South L.A.?
Yes, I did. Totally.
Which is not the gardening capital of the world, right? I mean, so how did you come to gardening?
Well, actually, California is the gardening state of the world.
I mean,
it was funny because I was in Qatar, you know, in the Middle East, and I was eating his vegetables, and they're like, "Where did this come from?" And they're like, "Oh, that came from Owens Valley," you know. And I'm like, "What are you in California?" They're like, "Yeah." So I'm like, okay, this food flew 18 hours to get on this table. So yeah, no, we're still doing it. It wasn't at the time, you know. We have to get back to food, real food, John. Not, and I think this food, it's like we're in a food prison. We don't have the healthy, nutritious food we need in some areas, and that's by design. Yeah. You know, because I've been across the United States, I've been around the world, and a lot of times if the neighborhood is black, brown, or red, it has the same thing in it. These little bodegas with all of this food, basically, that's killing you when your food should be healing you.
You talk to school kids and you say, what kind of food do you want? I'll go get it or whatever. You bring some snacks in and they all are real excited. And you say, now look at the ingredients. Look up the ingredients on your phone. And the kids are horrified to then realize how bad the stuff is that they're ingesting, right?
Yeah, and it's terrible because, you know, they're using words like natural and things like, so you think it's real. I'm like, rubber's natural. You know, do you want rubber in your in your cornflakes? Yeah. You know, so yeah, and they see, you know, a lot of the stuff caused irritable bowel syndrome and acne and even cancer and all of this. And when they see it, it changes how they look at things. I mean, that's what I'm saying. The education, not education, but knowledge, not indoctrination like we get in these schools. This is not just about growing food, John. This is about growing people. This is about growing freedom. This is about growing consciousness of how powerful we truly are, how magical as human beings we are, and letting that show and letting that come out. So food is a part of it, but food to me is the forest for the trees. I want these kids especially to know that you are the most worthy, expensive, beautiful thing on this planet. No one tells them that. You know, they think things are what make them special. And no, you're here and you're special.
I'm not skipping past that, Ron, but now I'm going to ask you for some tips. So just give me some gardening advice for the people in Chicago, in an urban setting, in a suburban setting.
Good luck. You're in Chicago. Good luck. Hey, what? I'm surprised you guys have sunshine right now.
Yeah, I'm so hanging up on you, man. I'm like,
no, I mean, how long is your gardening season there, John?
Steve, do you want to answer that question? I don't even want to talk to
this
guy.
Come on, we've got lettuce. we've got lettuce coming up out of the ground already, or garlic is growing.
Yeah.
Do we
really?
Yeah. Our lettuce is up.
You want me to
our asparagus is up.
Our current conditions are, hey, we're up to 57. The overnight low is going to be 39. But I want you to stop snickering at our bad weather and give us some good advice now, man.
No, I spent some time in Chicago. I mean, I love you have a beautiful city.
We do,
but you do. But I mean, but it's cold. It's cold as hell, John. Come on.
This is not why I put you on. All right, here I'm going to give you some of the tips.
I was going to watch his class too.
Come on, man. Come on. Cut me some, John.
Okay. Here's what you do. We got about a minute and a half left. You give people tips on the soil. You tell them about composting. You talk about the kinds of plants to plant in certain environments, right?
All of that. I think one of the biggest things, though, that people do need to do, they need to watch my masterclass so you can get some tips.
Yes, I know that. I want some tips now. Give me some tips.
They can get some tips on composting. I mean, the bottom line is we all have to start growing things. The tip is, the biggest tip that I give people when they ask me, what should I grow? Don't grow nothing you don't like. Okay, don't plant anything that you don't want to eat.
No.
That's the biggest tip that I can give somebody. Why would you waste the time planting something that you don't want to eat? That's one of the biggest tips in the 20 seconds I have left. I mean,
it's not 20, it's 15. It's 15 seconds. Now it's 15. All right. Well, now, Ron, we've completely ruined all of the opportunity for concrete gardening tips. I'm going to ask you to come on again soon. And I want
please.
And I don't want to hear about our weather. I don't want to hear. I don't want to hear about power and kids.
Are you going to bring me back with conditions of what I can say?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. And I want you to tell us about, you know, what you should plant and where you should plant it and how to get a good tomato. I'm sure you can do that, Ron.
All that. We can make that happen, John. Right. I promise.
In the meantime, go to master class and watch this thing. Fine.
Ron,
it's nice to talk to you. It's nice to meet you. Continued success, Ron.
You too.
All right.
Thanks, babe. I appreciate it. Everybody be safe.
He's the gangster gardener, Ron Finley. Master class, 10:57 on WGN.